Hi, this is a dictation for patient Cornelius Baron, CornelIusBaron3, date of birth 11/14/1981, date of accident 7/18/2021, date of service is 3/10/2022. Mr. Cornelius Baron is a victim of an automobile accident. He was initially injured on 7/18/2021 as a rear passenger on the right side, and the car was hit on the front end. Leading the impact of the accident allegedly caused headaches and loss of balance, forgetfulness, nightmares, fearful of the event, and pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, especially with radiation to the left arm involving fourth and fifth finger, and pain in the right shoulder, moderate pain. All of these symptoms have continued so far. He further reports that due to the weakness of the arm and pain in the shoulder, he is dropping his cell phones and dinner plates, especially by the right hand. The pains are localized in the neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, and they vary from 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, the patient does report 70% improvement in the pain level since the time of accident. Due to various therapies, interventional therapy as well as other therapies. The areas that are affected are general activity, mood, walking ability, work at 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Enjoyment of life is affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports in neurology and psych positive symptoms are difficulty sleeping, weakness, poor work performance, and depression. There is no history of headache, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance at this time, and no loss of memory, loss of balance. They have resolved. In the pain and numbness, patient reports pain in the right shoulder, lower back, mid back, and sometime neck, and stiffness in the neck and the lower back, along with some pins and needles in the right arm. In the there is some slight difficulty walking, and patient is dropping his cell phone and other things out of his hand. The GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there is no medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are current pain medication is narco, and substance abuse, patient utilizes alcohol for pain relief. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medicine regimen. Physical examination is 110/72, pulse is 71, pulse ox 100. The rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit. Of 127/2022, dictation number 0127-089, along with diagnosis. Plan of care is to continue the patient with the protocol, and his MRIs have been reviewed. He has already received 4 injections to the lumbar, and more are planned, and to the cervical. He's also referred to a neurosurgeon, eye spine, Dr. Pribble, for cervical disc replacement consultation. He's also going to have an injection to the shoulder on the right side based on his MRIs. He'll continue his physical therapy at 2 times per week with traction massage, aqua therapy, focusing on the neck and lower back and shoulder. He is being provided with naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for neuropathic pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 30 tablets for pain relief. Wellbutrin XR is provided for depression. He will have a light duty okay with the 5-pound restriction and hospital replacement and transportation help. The patient will be seen soon for the further procedures. Thank you.